Peter O'Neill reporting live from the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and here with Andrew Chiquiar, who is the Senior Director of Marketing with the FIDO Alliance, who has quite a presence here. Thanks, Andrew. I just wanted to start off by asking you, what are you talking about here at this show? What's FIDO's interest in Mobile World Congress?
Well, Peter, thanks for having me. At our core, FIDO is talking about user authentication. And FIDO's mission is to simplify the user authentication process, taking friction out of the way for users to be authenticated to services online and in mobile environments. If you think about it, FIDO's mission is very much aligned with the mobile mission and of most of the attendees here, which is allowing consumers to more easily take part in the networked economy without throwing barriers up there. So passwords are horribly painful on a laptop. On a mobile, they're flat out untenable. All right, so getting rid of that password problem is very important. If you think about things like shopping cart abandonment, for example, I was recently talking to a merchant about their experience trying to get their customers to actually make transactions. And a large percentage of their customers are mobile-first customers. And if they haven't been in their store for a while and they go and load up their shopping cart, forgetting that password is actually costing them not just time, but money. So we're trying to help them solve that problem and help mobile consumers more easily take part in online services.
I think that's a huge area and a real win for the identity industry if they can solve that problem. Has this been a good year for FIDO? I know there are a lot of new board members. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, it's been a good year for FIDO. So we've grown our membership at the board level. I've added some strategic new board directors, such as those from Gemalto, from Amazon, from Rayon Secure, from Line. Those are just four companies who've joined FIDO's board. In addition, the ecosystem continues to expand. So FIDO does a handful of things. First and foremost, we create specifications for strong authentication. Secondly, we certify product implementations against those specifications to create a set of interoperable products and services that are on market today. So our number of FIDO certified products have grown from 250 at this point last year to over 450 today.
Wow.
And so what we're really doing here in our pavilion is we have eight different companies with different types of FIDO solutions that all address the FIDO marketplace. So the ecosystem's grown nicely, the board's grown nicely, and the specifications continue to evolve as well.
Well, and every time I walk by your exhibit area, it's full of people, so things must be going well. And what's next for FIDO?
So a couple of big things around the corner. First and foremost, the forthcoming FIDO 2 project is near completion. There's two components to that. There's web authentication work, which is happening inside of W3C, which is basically taking FIDO protocols and embedding those as a standard way for strong user authentication in leading web browsers. So that means once that's finalized and on market, that means that all the leading web browsers on market will have de facto support or default support for FIDO authentication built into them. The other piece of the FIDO 2 project is something we call CTAP, Client to Authenticator Protocol, which brings us back to MWC, allows people to use their mobile device as an authenticator. So you can actually use your handset to authenticate to your PC to, again, get rid of friction and make it easier for people to be securely and safely authenticated for online services. So FIDO 2 is a very important piece of our very near future. Longer term, a focus area for FIDO certainly is IoT. Right? So if you look at the Internet of Things and especially in the home IoT scenario, it's very important to have user authentication. You've all heard these nightmare stories about people hacking into cameras or passwords being printed on the bottom of routers. FIDO has a standards-based approach for user authentication, which could be easily applied to IoT. And several of our members are already doing this. Companies like Infineon and Knock Knock Labs and Gallagher all have IoT solutions based on the FIDO specifications. So I think that will be another growth area for us in 2018.
Wonderful, and I look forward to working with you in May. We're dedicating our entire month of May to FIDO, and we'll be doing a webinar with you. So thanks again, Andrew, for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Peter.